Hi, John.
Hi, Griff.
Hi, Toby.
We just discovered how to chew a bone.
Yep. It was like kinetic sign language. Yep. Boss Barrel Radio is here.
Yep.
It's Wednesday.
Yep.
We're doing a podcast.
It's a tired Wednesday.
Yeah. I feel like a pile of mucus shaped like a person.
My back's feeling a little bit better, but man, was my back just hell on wheels yesterday.
Yeah, you just tell me. That sounds awful.
Yeah. Boss Barrel crew all out of sorts right now.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think next week, well, I think we'll probably switch over into like every other week for December, if that sounds okay.
That sounds fun.
Because
you let me know when you want to have that 4-hour debate.
Honestly, there's no need to do podcasts right now.
No.
Because there's nothing coming
out. Yeah, we're running out of stuff here.
But then what we'll do is we'll end up just taking a lot of time to record our Game of the Year stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds fine by me.
Yep. Got to make it through a couple more games before I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fine.
Yeah.
That was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It was fine.
Thursday.
Still got like a pound of turkey in the fridge.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, you want some of it?
No.
Okay.
We made appetizers, so we got to keep the leftover appetizers.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
No.
No.
I mean, there was this like crab rangoon thing we made.
Ugh.
But
not
the
crab
was so gross.
Oh.
Like everybody liked it. Everybody.
You.
No. I'm apparently the only person that didn't like it because it tasted like fucking crab. Like 100% fishy ass crab. Ass crab. It wasn't good. But the bruschetta was good. There's spinach, It's good. With chicken. Or there was turkey.
Yeah.
The ham.
Yeah.
I miss it. Wish I could be eating that right now.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Now I'm going to start to get hungry.
Breakfast pizza?
Yeah, we did have pizza before this started.
Yeah. I had that breakfast pizza for the first time that everybody in Iowa talks about.
It's good.
Yep.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
It's salty as shit.
Yes, it is.
Good.
Wish I had more tea.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you've been drinking? Tea?
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, coffee would be really good.
Coffee would be good too. Really anything.
Yeah, anything to just break up some of that stuff.
God, I woke up yesterday. I thought I had allergy, itchy throat. I was like, really? What did you do? Did you lay on my face or something? And then, nope, just kept getting worse and worse and worse all day. Now I'm hit with this awful cold. But I'll be all right. Yeah. Played some games, though, these past couple days.
Yeah,
Some Christmas shopping on Monday.
I've only bought one thing, and it wasn't a Christmas present. It's for somebody's birthday.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. Still gotta do some Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Probably get on that.
Not a bad idea. I mean, we're almost in December, so.
Yeah.
Getting to that time frame.
Yeah.
Did you ever say? You said you looked at the Hunger Games or
the what?
Hunger Games.
Yeah,
you tell me you're interested in it.
Someone just mentioned them to me and was telling me about the story of them. So I was thinking about reading them.
I got that from my parents.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Because
I think they might like it.
Might be pretty good. I'm still sort of off and on trying to read Fables though. So
that's a big commitment.
It is a big commitment.
That's a big monetary commitment to read Fables.
Yeah, I'm on the fourth one.
Okay.
Just kind of taking it easy.
Do I have the fourth? Did I give you the fourth one?
No.
Because I've got one. Well, I don't know if I have one. I've given it away so many times. I think I have the fourth or fifth trade.
I have one through four.
Okay. I forget which one it is. I own one of them that's like way out of sequence.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And there's like 12 of them now?
Something like if you're not counting the Jack spinoff.
Oh.
I think there's like 14 or something.
I don't
like that.
Really know why there would be a Jack spinoff. I don't really care for him as a character.
I don't either. Nope.
Like, I think it's interesting that they're combining him with like Jack B. Nimble and Jack and the Beanstalk.
Same Jack, man. It's all the same Jack. Jack and the Beanstalk.
I like that he's a, he's just like a pyramid scheme having like swindler.
Yep.
I like
it's a Han Solo of the Fables.
Yeah. Just paint everybody in this dark light.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, not everybody's like in a dark light. You know, it's just interesting. Like, what was it? The witch from Hansel and Gretel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's pretty messed up, but she's a good guy.
Yeah.
The child-eating witch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. I like, but it's just like certain ones, like Pinocchio. He wishes to be a boy, and then he's forever a boy. Now he is just a, like, just a hardened man in boy form.
Yeah.
Just likes to drink his whiskey and likes to smoke his cigars and
just
pissed off forever that he still looks like a fucking boy, but he is not a boy. Grown ass man.
There's some good characters in there that keep coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep getting introduced.
Like that Prince Charming is the same Prince Charming.
The same Prince Charming across all of the
across
stories.
The board.
Yeah. With the one of Snow White, the one of Cinderella, and the one of
there's the third one. Snow White, Cinderella.
Sleeping Beauty, maybe?
It's not Sleeping Beauty. Huh? That was the beast that she fell in love with.
What? Beauty and the
Beast? Oh, I'm sorry. No, yeah, Sleeping Beauty. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm thinking of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Belle.
There's some messed up stuff in there, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Belle is in there.
No, it's because
that's
Belle
a Disney,
is Disney
thing, not
Disney
a fairy tale.
Property.
But like the farm.
The Frog Prince is
the
in
farm
there.
Is messed up.
The farm is messed up. The farm, yeah. In that, is that the second book?
I don't remember what trade it's in.
Start going to the farm. Stuff goes sideways.
Where it's like, if you can't be like the revolt with Goldilocks.
Yeah.
The bestiality that, nonsense.
Yeah, the bestiality nonsense was crazy. I was like, ah,
yeah.
Really weird. Yep. Talking about that, but all right.
Uh huh.
Just having sex with the bears, or at least one of them.
Maybe.
Possibly two of them.
It's really, really effed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I just try not to think about it.
Yep. So.
Bluebeard's good character.
Yeah, Bluebeard is a good character. Fables is great.
I do like when Snow White, we're giving away stuff here, but when Snow White practically dies, but she, like their explanation.
You can't die, though.
Yeah, their explanation for why certain characters can't die.
Good. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it's all very well done.
Good.
Yep. But you should read Hunger Games. It's really.
Yeah. It's when I finally heard the premise, like,
you got to read it before the movie comes out.
Ah, damn. I don't want to become one of those people, Griff.
What?
I don't like the
a
idea
reader?
Of being... No, not that. Just like, I don't like the idea of being one of those people that reads the books and then sees the movie and then has a problem with the movie.
Why?
Because I like to enjoy media in all of its forms.
Why do you have to have a problem with the movie, then?
I don't have to, but...
You could read the book and be like, that sure was good, and then watch the movie and be like, mm-hmm. Sure was a movie. Movies suck nowadays.
Oh man, Griff. Oh Griff. So there's a thing for my roommate Katie's birthday. I got her the entire Thin Man collection. You may
the
not
what?
Know Thin Man.
Thin
a,
Man.
Yeah, it's an old like 1930s, 1940s like movie series.
Okay.
It's about a man who used to be like a really good detective and. He's like since retired from being a detective since he married his wife and now he's in control of her father's estate and like now he has a ton of money so he just retired from being a detective.
Mm-hmm.
But like the local police keep drawing him back in to help him out with cases or
okay.
stuff like that.
Sure.
So it's interesting stuff, but it's like the comedy in that series of movies is just incredible,
really?
Super good.
Huh.
Like it's comedy that doesn't exist today and probably didn't exist back then. Like it's really unique and really interesting. The banter between him and his wife, it's really good.
Huh.
Their
okay.
dog is really entertaining. It's all good stuff.
It's real people?
Real people.
Okay.
This dog is a very well-trained dog. You don't see dogs like this anymore.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, see. Back in my day.
But it's, yeah, it's really good stuff. We're going to do a marathon
dogs
of it.
Tours.
We're going to do a marathon of it. So, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
Yeah. There's like four or five of those movies.
Four or five movies of The Thin Man?
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that. I forget how many are in the box set.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it was worth my $40.
Nice. It wasn't a TV show? It was movies?
No, it's movies. Oh. It's a series of movies.
Was it a talkie?
No.
No? The subtitles? It's
Wait. No, yeah, it's a talkie. I see what you're saying. I didn't know if you were being Weird.
Was it silent film?
No, it's not.
Charlie Chaplin?
No, not a Charlie Chaplin.
Was there, okay, if you watch the thing with, if you watch The Thin Man in one of the scenes, is there a large rotund man who kind of is dressed as a woman and he pulls out what looks like it could be an iPhone in the background?
No.
No. All right. Never mind.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, man. But yeah, I don't think beyond that I've been doing too much. A lot more Skyrim.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What level are you now in Skyrim?
19.
Okay. Have you played any of the main story besides?
Yeah, I got to hear a dragon talk.
Okay. You saw the big dragon thing resurrect the other dragon?
Yep. I saw that happen.
Yep. I think I'm just at that part too.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that happen. Then I talked to the lady about what the plan was. And I was like, okay, we'll go do that plan after I do like 1,000 other things.
Yep.
That are more important.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, where I stopped playing was I was going into like one of the tomb areas to get more words to talk in Dragonese.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the proper term?
I think that's racist, but that's okay.
Dragonese. Just I think I encountered something I can't kill.
Really?
Yeah. Can't fucking fight this thing.
What is it?
A specter of some sort. I can do damage to it, but it does so much more damage than I do in such a fast amount of time that I am not keeping up with it.
Well, there are supposed to be places where you're not supposed to be going into until a later date.
Yeah, and I might have to just bow out of this place because this dude wrecks me.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Did you try dropping down the difficulty like super low
see
if it still hurts you?
I haven't tried that. I could try that just to see.
May as well, just to see what's back there.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
I know there's a word back there because I can hear the...
Drum beats.
I can hear the drum beats and hear those Vikings getting all excited.
Uh-huh.
And then,
yelling.
And then I'm just like, I can hear them. Just faintly. Just faintly hear them.
Yep.
But there's that big blue dude in the way. Just gonna fight him. And then go in there and do whatever I want to.
Did you... have you deviated at all from your previous class?
No.
You're still doing two-handers?
Two-handed.
No magic?
Just wrecking dudes. Ooh. I mean, I'll still do the healing magic a little bit on the side, but that's really, I just use that to heal myself up after a fight. Just
yeah.
And then switch back to the weapons.
I know, I feel like not playing with any healing magic would be incredibly difficult.
I was doing it for a while. Boy, is it rough.
Like, maybe, I guess if you were just going, like, enchanting or not enchanting, but, like, alchemy,
mm-hmm.
You're just making tons of healing potions.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be a way.
It's a road you could go down.
It just seems so impractical, because you start off with that healing spell, and you're like, I may as well just...
I didn't realize that I started off with a fireball spell and
no.
And a healing spell. Did not realize I started with those spells.
Yeah, they just give them to you, so it's like, may as well.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, and this is the only reason why I use healing, because I have that one healing spell.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well use it, since it's there. And it's slowly, like, adding into my... magics.
May as well just level yourself up a little bit with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I could keep churning it out. It's something else I've been doing in that game.
Did you buy any more houses?
No.
Did you buy any more books?
Gonna go. Oh yeah, tons of books. Just nowhere to put all the books.
Got to get that house in the West Town.
Is it more expensive than the house?
Oh yeah.
Like how much?
I think it's like
10 G's. Did you get the dog?
I got the dog, which is dumb, because I got the dog, and I was like, okay, go home, I told the dog. And the dog, like, I literally purchased the dog and sent it home within 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Like, I bought the dog, and I was like, okay, go home. I want you to go be at my house. And it walked 2 paces from where I purchased it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second, what?
You just sent it back to...
To the dude that sold it to me. So I was like, hey, I want to buy a dog. And he's like, okay, well, I got this one over here. It'll cost you 500 gold. And I was like, no way.
Do you not
remember?
I ran into this issue of, like, I told my dog to stay in my house. Like, I went to my house, told my dog to stay, and then went off on some adventures and then came back. And then I got this little subtitle text that said, the dog is returning home. And I'm like, so that means I don't actually own the dog.
Yeah.
I'm renting the dog.
Exactly.
Which is dumb.
Yes, it is.
So no more 5-star review from Joe.
It's redacted. Okay. Remove that.
I was really excited that I had a dog, because now all I want to do is rent dog and just have dog travel with me as long as possible, just to have, because it fights pretty well.
Can it die?
I can only hope.
You trying to kill a dog?
Just this dog, if it will not remain loyal to me for all time, then I don't need it. I will work it to death.
It's not mine. I don't give a shit.
Exactly. This dog does not pledge its loyalty to me, then I will just run it into the ground.
You should get that. The house on the in the Markov area where you get the dog is awesome.
Nice.
It's expensive though. Like the I don't remember how much it is to buy the house straight up. Maybe 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000 or something. But then all the upgrades are going to be around at least $1,000 for each one of the upgrades.
Wow.
And that's the place where you get like I was telling you, you get the hell of bookcases with multi tiers on them, nice. Weapon hanging, which is the thing that I was like, so so there's weapon racks and there's like weapon things on the wall for you to mount your shit. And those things exist in the Whiterun house, except they just, you can't activate them. Like, there's no prompt to be like, activate weapon to put it here.
There's a weapon rack in Whiterun. Yeah. I've used it.
Wait, you can put weapons on it?
Yeah, I've got two stabs hanging on that thing.
Oh, mine doesn't work.
What?
No, I don't get a prompt to put anything on it.
Weird.
Oh, that's why I was so excited. I was like, oh my god, this is awesome. I can hang shit up. Huh. I even took the swords off the wall and the shield to see if I could use that one there.
Oh. Nope,
can't use it.
Yeah, that I can't do.
But the weapon rack you can?
Yeah, right when you enter to the right,
yeah.
There's that little one, nope, right there.
Can't use it.
Fit too.
Can't use it.
Yeah, I got a staff. I got two random staffs.
Well, I could use the ones in Markov, which is really weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Markov is the kind of town I want to be like associated.
It's dragon safe, man.
It's dragon
they're safe. They're racist, but it's dragon safe.
Yeah, they're racist and they're a bunch of pricks.
Pretty much everybody in that game is racist.
Yeah, it's true. It's
like, not even... There is no good side to be on.
No. From what I understand, it's also particularly terrible to be an elf in that game.
Yeah, where yeah. Have you been to any of the other major towns where they're just like, hate elves?
No, not yet.
For good reason, though, because you meet the elves and you're like, these guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah, for the most part, elves are kind of pompous pricks.
The Thalmorian elves are just like...
Just fucking pricks.
We intend to disprove the human superiority of the past several centuries. You're like, really? That sounds great, guy. Maybe.
This is why racism exists, is because elves are just racist against humans, and humans are racist against elves.
Right, it's if you guys circular just work together. Yep. Well, that's why it's so complicated as to, like, what do I do? Do I join the Imperial side, or do I join the Stormcloaks? I was going to say Skyliners there for a second. Stormcloaks. And I was like, I don't know. Like, the Stormcloaks are stupid. Like,
they're just, like, Nords, aren't
they? They're barbarians.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it's like... Dude, your solution is unintelligent.
But also, I don't really
and then
care
the Imperial
for the Imperial
side
answer.
Is, yeah, where it's like, we'll just bow down to these dudes because we got our ass kicked. So, I don't know. Like, why? Where is the side that's like, let's just kill the elves?
Just fucking kill them.
Which I can only imagine, like, what would it be like to play that game as an elf? Because... A lot of, like, the main story parts have you, like, intermingling with elves and the Thalmor stuff and like, the Talos situation and all those things that are kind of the... What I find is the interesting side of Skyrim. Like, the story side is, like how would that pan out if you're playing as an elf? People are going to be like,
Well, this was sort of, like, my thing where, like, I wanted to play Dragon Age 2 mm-hmm. As an apostate. But also hate the fucking apostates and just think that we're all terrible people. Mm-hmm. We should all just and
true.
Just see how much that game actually like is like. Wait, you can't play as someone that uses magic and hate people that use magic. That you might just not play the game.
Well, I feel like you could get away with it in this game a lot. Like I feel if any game could convey like the gray sides of being an elf that doesn't want to be an elf. You know, like a high elf that doesn't support the Thalmorian stuff, like Skyrim could pull it off.
Yeah.
Because there's like the dark elves in there too, right? That
right. And then orcs are banished sort of like from elves.
I haven't found any evidence of that. I've just heard it, but I don't know. I've only ran into one orc camp and they didn't like me.
Every now and then you'll get like the Forsworn or the bandits that have orcs in their crew.
Oh yeah,
like one occasional orc.
But I mean, I've found like
an orc camp.
Yeah, of dudes just hanging out being orcs.
Mm.
And
I came across
for a while
a random orc just hanging out in the middle of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
who had like just killed two sabers with his like saber cats with his bare hands.
Did you kill him?
We'll see. He's the guy that wants, like, he's like an old orc and wants his, like, his, he wants a good death. And, like, you tell him that you could be the one to give it to him. And then you fight him, kill him. But I did not kill him.
What'd you do?
He killed me.
Oh.
He's tough.
If you brawl him, does he then, like...
Oh, no, there is no brawling.
There's no brawl option?
It's like, he goes to town with you.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Like, he does not play... He's not playing nicey-nice.
He's not into that. I see. Fight some more dragons?
Yeah, I did kill...
Are they becoming simpler?
Yeah.
Just run around?
Yeah, just run around, hide behind stuff, stab them.
That takes so long.
Yeah.
Did you find that Krois thing with the face shield with the Death Eater face? That dragon that I was telling you guys about when we did the video. There's that dragon and there's that dude who looks like a Death Eater and he casts like explosive ice and fire spells at you and you get that sweet face mask.
I found something similar but different.
Okay.
Mine is like a silver mask and not a gold mask.
Oh, interesting.
And it has different properties than yours.
Well, shoot.
But it's very similar.
Okay. What was that guy's name?
Man, I don't remember.
Whereabouts was it?
Started with a V, like a Vikram or Vokram.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Voldemort.
Sure.
Voldemort.
This guy was... I went into another one of the... every time I see any of those like little pits that I know I'm going to find words in...
Yeah.
I just go into those, and this one I found this lady that was just like... Just telling me about some sort of stupid scroll... that she wanted inside of the thing, and I was like, what do I get for this? She's like, you have whatever you want to down there as long as I get that scroll. I was like, deal. And she's the one that I told you, like, casting magic spells all up and down, like, just all over the place. Explosions.
Yeah.
Lightning piano and crazy nonsense.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I gave her a stupid scroll, and I got to get a word and that dude's mask.
Oh, nice.
Not that it does, like... It like adds a bonus to like, illusion or whatever that is.
Alteration
and just conjuration. I don't know. Just
okay.
Like three different
like
schools
secondary
of,
magic spells.
Three different schools of magic. So interesting.
That is cool. So there's more of them out there.
Yeah.
Exciting.
More than just yours.
I do.
Which one's
more
yours?
That.
Which one?
It's like sneak, lock picking, and pickpocket. I don't remember. Or potion making. I don't remember. Enchanting, maybe. It's like kind of thievish style.
Rogue.
Yeah.
Oh, so there could be. Conceivably, there's probably like a few of them out there.
Yeah. Although I wouldn't expect there to be one that's like heavy armor, you know, two handed weapons, and shielding. As like a mask, that'd be really weird, because it's like light armor.
I've started to adapt myself for like smithing and doing enchanting and stuff like that. I want to make some
dragon armor,
some
man.
Dragon armor,
yeah,
some awesome.
Good
armor.
Luck with that.
Really,
smithing becomes. Here's my advice: pay for as many smithing levels as you can while it's cheap.
Get somebody to train you.
Because once you're at about level 50. Costs about $1,200 per level.
Yeah.
It gets a little expensive.
Oh, wow.
Because all I want to do is make it to 60 so I can upgrade the magical items that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, then you somehow have to get to level 100 to do the dragon bone shit, which is impossible.
Yeah. Get some major, like,
dude, get to level 100 in smithing. Like, you literally have to farm shit and like...
Yep.
Make a bunch of hats and sell them.
Yep.
Like, you don't just... Ugh. It is kind of poorly... It's not like Fallout's where it's like repair.
Mm-hmm.
Where if I...
Just duct tape everything.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. No.
Mm-hmm. I just see, in Fallout, I never cared about repair.
Those weapons up.
I always just took it to a dude and be like, here, repair this thing for me. I paid people to do it for me.
You could improve them beyond their normal scope.
Yeah. I was fine, though.
Yeah, okay. That's true. I mean, that's the thing. There's so many different viable paths. That
yeah.
You could totally play this game without smithing anything.
Right. Yeah, you totally could, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But just like I got a small taste of like what it would be like to start breaking down enchantments, to learn different enchantments,
yeah,
and then start putting those enchantments on certain things.
That's useful.
Like, and just being like, oh, well, this is nice.
You got to have soul gems.
Yeah. Start crafting my own weapons too.
Yep, that's so good. It's helpful.
Yeah.
Until you get the Mace of Molag Ball, and you're like, yep, don't need anything else in the game now.
Yeah, that thing's really nice. And that thing does go up with every time I like increase my one-handed set. So like
Ryan was saying that in like he has the guide to it, and it says for every like for every 30 or it's like you if you kill 30 friendly players or something, it'll increase the mace's strength.
Really?
Yeah, it's just something it alludes to something like if you kill a friendly player, it'll increase the mace's strength. There's some number associated with it, but I don't know.
I could try this.
Yeah, I
not really.
I'm wondering maybe that's why it's making some improvements, even though I'm not upgrading some my one-handed abilities. Like it's at like 48 or something now.
Huh. Interesting.
Just need to go slaughter some innocent people.
Yeah. It's gotta be a small town around somewhere where I just murder everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just don't ever
kill
go
people in those little shacks.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't deserve to live.
Thank you for visiting me. You don't get out much, do you?
Wait till you go to sleep. Bam! Murder you in your bed.
There was a weapon, a Daedric weapon, that you could, like, draw out the dreams of people, and it would increase the power of the weapon.
What?
Yeah.
Does it kill them?
It was a magical staff that would shoot, like, you know, magical energy out of it or something.
No, but I'm saying, like, to draw out their dreams.
I don't know.
Just kill them.
I killed the staff.
Oh, you killed the
staff. It was for a Daedric quest, and I chose to kill the staff.
I see.
That's pretty cool, though. Yeah, I do want to keep playing more of that.
I did find this one, Pendant of Talos that reduces my
shout time by 10%.
Yeah.
That's useful.
Yeah. Yeah. And lately, I've also been gaming the game a little bit with, I've been caught in a number of certain situations where things are a little bit harder for me to fight.
Uh-huh.
And,
you just run around the rocks?
I'll run around the rocks.
Trick the thing into having troubles with the geometry?
Yeah, doing that, but then also, like, this is where Dark Souls has taught me amazing things.
Uh-huh.
But, like, just forcing things to fall off ledges.
Oh.
Just, like, had a hard time fighting a troll once, and just ran over to a ledge and then worked around the troll and then just unrelenting force pushed it off the cliff.
I suppose I never thought about using that.
Just now. Just
did it die?
Just golf. Yeah, it dies.
Huh.
I don't get anything for it. But
right.
Like just golf.
Whatever.
Just golf him off the ledge. What I get for him is being alive and it being dead.
Do you get experience though, right? No, I guess that doesn't work like that.
All experience just generates into. And there's no shout experience, so.
True.
I mean, I suppose I could hit it a few times in this little trade-off, which helps a little bit, but just shout it off the cliff. I've done this a number of times, like, shout things into walls. It really hurts them.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I just use the fire shout, man.
Yeah. Is yours, like, a level 2 fire shout? Because the fire shout that I have
level 1
is really lame.
Huh.
Or at least it seems lame. It doesn't really do as much as I would like it to do.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just not using it right.
Not using it right?
Yeah. Like, maybe the way you're using it is, like, different. And the way that my fire shout, I don't know.
My fire like, shout I'm so,
in
lights
comparison to the
up.
To the unrelenting force, which I can't stand. I don't ever use that thing.
I like it. I just throw dudes into it. It hurls them so far. Just launches them. And then I just run up on those dudes and beat them down while they're standing up.
Huh.
Also, that, like, charging, like, critical strike thing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Just launch dudes into a wall and then sprint at them and crack their skulls.
Yep.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
I get a little barbaric.
Dude,
and then I go
get,
home
go,
and
go
read
up the
a book
restoration tree to when the restoration spells heal your stamina, too.
What?
It's, like, the most helpful thing
that
ever.
That would be great.
Because then all you do is just sit there and continuously do the heavy attack.
But you can heal and attack dudes at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Your basic spell is just constant heal.
Yeah. Just, so just be generating health while beating things.
Yeah. It's health and stamina.
Yeah, that's great.
It's really good.
It's great. Oh, man. Yeah, I've upgraded it enough to where it's just, like, it costs half as much to use that. So now it's, like, a one-to-one trade-off, like. 1 point of magic for 1 point of health.
Yeah, that is good. Isn't there a boost? It's like double the restoration the restoration spell does.
Could be. I can move.
There is a way to make restoration spells pretty damn useful.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, and that's where I would like to be at. Just get enough of it going there.
Gotta get the stamina, man.
How far up is that? I imagine that's kind of high. No,
it's like around two bars in. Like, I think you gotta be 40. 40 into restoration.
I think I'm pretty close. I'm at like 30, 29 of them.
Yep. That's great. It's really useful.
Plus, reading books, that always helps your stats out.
Yeah.
Read those books, Griff.
I've been reading those books.
Knowledge. I got that book of riddles.
Yeah, you found that?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tons of good stuff.
You played anything else besides Skylanders?
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Before we move on to other things we've been playing. Hey, Griff.
Did I just say Skylanders? Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
I got a problem.
You do. For Kindle, Nook, and other iOS reading devices,
yeah,
I can give you the website that a dude just extracted all of the book text from Skyrim and put it into a Kindle, Nook, e-reader format.
That's very cool.
So if you want to just read this stuff at your leisure instead of in the world of Skyrim, it's available to you.
Interesting.
And like when you go to the guy's website to download the stuff, he wants to make it clear that if you do not own a copy of Skyrim, technically owning this property is illegal.
Right.
But he also makes a comment of like, if you own this and you don't own Skyrim, there's probably some other problems that you need to examine before looking at the legal ramifications of... Yeah. Of this,
just fine for general weirdness.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how are you gonna read this stuff and not actually be playing Skyrim?
I just really am into video game lore, but not video games.
Yeah. I don't really care about the game so much as I just want the lore.
That's cool, man.
But yeah,
I mean,
I tried downloading it for my iPhone. It doesn't seem to be working though.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll work for the Amazon app.
Yeah, that's what I was considering. I was like, maybe I'll just go get like the Amazon e-reader app and then try downloading.
May as well just get like a Nook or whatever it is at this point. They're so cheap.
Yeah. Get a Nook Generation 1.
Yeah.
It's like, what, $100?
Less than that. Like a Kindle, what is it? Kindle, they're all like $70, something like that. I don't want one. I like real books.
You don't like that e-ink, Griff?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I'm sure if I had one, I wouldn't like throw it out. You know, in place of real books, but I like actually having a physical book in my hand.
But this does beg a thing though. Like, so if someone's done this for Skyrim, can someone please do this for Mass Effect?
Yeah, but
but you want that voice.
Yeah,
you want that person,
right?
I need it dictated. Yeah.
Or I feel like the books that the ebooks that currently exist don't do justice.
Yeah, to the
like it needs to be. It needs to have holographic dimensions of like I need to be able to open my hands up and it blows out the script like this.
It needs to fit onto your arm.
No, it needs to be connect.
Oh, it needs to be connect.
I need to be able to use my hands and rotate by like double wax on, wax off motions by like looking around the schematics of the ship and you know. Like the gun constructor thing for that Ghost Recon or whatever that was, where you open your hands up wide and it blows out all the pieces.
Yeah, the gun just explodes.
That's what I want for Mass Effect.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to do anything. All it is just a fucking encyclopedia.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when are we going to get Future Soldier?
I'm okay with not having it.
Dude, I want that. What is it called?
Gunsmith?
Gunsmith. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although...
You want to spank it to shoot some bullets? Hey, maybe at this year's Spike VGAs, we'll see another clip of it.
Yeah, another spank that gun.
Yep.
Teach me how to spank it.
I'm looking forward for the VGAs this year.
Yeah,
I'm excited. December 10th, I think.
It's December 10th. Great.
I don't know who the host is.
Oh man, can we only hope that it's Neil Patrick Harris again?
I don't know. I didn't care for Neil Patrick Harris as long as it's. It was Joel McHale. No, he did the press conference. Jack Black is usually who does it. And
there was one year
Samuel.
That it was Samuel Jackson. This year could it be who's a good one?
There's none.
Oh, what about what about what's his name that has the fucking TV show now that seems to love video games?
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is no.
No, I'm not saying he's I'm just
no, I'm saying he's too big for this.
Too big?
Oh yeah.
Samuel Jackson isn't
Samuel Jackson is not too big for anything. Yeah, well, Samuel L. Jackson would be proud to put his name on any other product.
Yeah, it's true. How about Jamie Foxx? Or not Jamie Foxx.
God,
not
no, Jamie please. Foxx. I will quit video games if Jamie Foxx hosts the VGAs.
No, not Jamie Foxx. That other Fox.
Megan Fox.
No, the other one.
From Olivia Wilde.
Yeah. From Back to the Future.
Michael J?
Yeah, Michael J. Although, yeah, I don't know what kind of condition he's in right now.
He's doing well enough to play guitar.
Oh, okay, cool.
Also, have you seen the pictures of his kids?
No.
His son looks so much like him. It's uncanny. Yeah. It's weird.
Does his son later go on to play the Back to the Future remakes?
No, but look it up. It's weird, okay, man. It's so weird. Except he's like double his height.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Really weird. Man. Well, I don't know what Parkinson's does to your...
Shouldn't no, it shouldn't affect anything in that realm, but man, that's weird. You're like, oh my gosh, it's giant.
What about Bobcat Goldthwait? Just throw him in there.
God. who's the dude that always hosts BlizzCon?
How about David Cross? Do you have a problem with David Cross?
No, why would I have a problem with David Cross? Although I don't think he'd be a good host, but now Will Arnett, I think, would be maybe a good host.
Okay.
Since he has his hand in that Call of Duty Elite bullshit right now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Like as a TV or as like a show host or something on that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, dude, it's funny. Likes video games.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing too well that he would be above it.
Yeah. No. David Hayter.
David Hayter, man, he's got shit to do.
Does he?
Yeah.
Working on the next Metal Gear Solid Rising.
Yeah, he's working on Rising probably. Okay, we're back again one more time. Yes, David Hayter, screenwriter or something like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully no more problems with static on the microphone. Maybe.
How about Mila Jovovich?
As the host?
Yeah, sure. Why not? She does all those Resident Evil movies.
You got
people love her.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Weird-ass reason.
Vin Diesel.
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo would be very uncomfortable host, I think.
You think so? I think he'd be great. I think Danny Trejo would work out really well.
I wouldn't like that.
No? You wouldn't care?
Not really.
Just feel intimidated the whole time?
I'd feel really weird. let's talk about games, though. You play anything besides Skyrim?
Skyrim 4.
Video
Promise
for that.
Unforgotten.
How is that?
It's good.
More Disgaea?
More Disgaea. More playing tactical RPG stuff.
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah, very funny.
Better than any other before?
Just as funny as I seem to recall. Maybe a little bit more, bigger disregard for, just strong language.
Oh, it's a little saucier.
So, yeah, just like I said, just throw out bastard and
Whoa,
crazy things like that.
Oh, jeez.
I know. No F-bombs, though. It's a T-rated game.
Uh-huh.
Can't say that too much.
Hey, well, you know what? Shadows of the Damned is a T-rated game, and that has boobs.
No,
bare boobs.
Shadows of the Damned is not a T-rated game.
Mature, excuse me.
Yeah.
Mature.
There's
still
a difference.
There are bare boobs.
Yeah.
Weird. What was I going to ask you about? Disgaea 4. You've only played a little bit of it. Are you still in the tutorial worlds?
Yeah.
Does it feel like it's adding a ton more onto the universe?
Not really. I mean, they've got their few things, like the new campaign room thing. Where you create characters and stuff, and the way that you develop like that stuff is better, but It's nothing wild.
The magic fusion
and the demon on demon fusion is it's stuff that's very slightly different. It's just not hugely different.
Gotcha.
So know. It's still a Disgaea game. It's still super, super funny. Still super, super ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
there's still judges who you can appeal to.
Yep. Approved.
Still drunk judges. Drunk senator judges. Alcoholic.
Sleeping judges. Stuff like that.
There's still printies, dude.
Still printies, dude.
Good.
Yeah, still that same game. I'd cool. still give it 4 stars.
Nice. Unofficial star rating right now, 4 stars.
4 stars.
It's not even past the tutorial.
Nope.
It's that good.
That good.
You want to talk about a game that's really good, though? You want to talk about Skylanders.
Oh, God, Griff.
Dude, it's really good.
So, okay. So explain to me the benefit of playing Skylanders more than once.
I don't really know if there is one. I don't know why you'd play it more than once.
So then why purchase more Skylanders?
You don't have to.
Okay.
That's the secret, John.
But so why purchase more Skylanders?
Let me blow your mind here for Skylanders. You don't need to buy any other shit for it. The $70 pack, well, in my case, the $50 pack, which if this sold game had it. Launched at this, per best game ever.
Yeah.
Like, fudge, man. It's awesome. But you don't need to. The 3 Skylanders that you get with the starter pack are great. You get Spyro, you get Gilgrunt, you get Trigger Happy. They're all cool. They're all have really fun superpowers.
They're all voiced.
And stuff.
They're all voiced.
I mean, they're voiced.
Sort of.
I mean, it's not like they're interjecting onto the severity of the situation. It's more like Gilgrunt just says, like, fear the fish when you put him in the game. And Spyro great. Says, like, it's the year of the dragon or something like that.
Oh, God.
And then Trigger Happy, just the entire game, just goes, mine, wah-ha-ha-ha.
Gotcha.
That's it. There you go. There you've gotten you've got a full experience of all the voice acting of the characters of the figures of Skylanders.
Perfect. So what's the premise?
The premise is in the world of the Skylands.
Okay.
In the Skyland, the Skylanders, who are like the heroic defenders of the world, have been thrown into a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And that dimension is Earth. And they've been like miniaturized and turned into these little toys. And you, as a portal master, are able to send them back into the Skyland world. The current Skylander master there has been killed by the Chaos, by the evil crazy man named Chaos, who is voiced by the same guy that did Psychonauts, Raz, and a handful of other popular video game things. I get a strong Kabubi Ruby vibe from this game. Like, voice actors who you're okay. like, wait a second, you have all been in things before. Like, a lot. But anyway, that's beside the point. So you're putting these Skylanders into this portal as the new portal master to send them into the world to...
Oh, so you're part of the game?
You are part of the game.
Oh, God.
They talk to you directly as the portal master.
Oh.
You have been granted this magical powers of portal-tude.
By spending your $70.
Yep.
You have been granted magical powers.
That's right, man.
Called electronics.
It's a capitalist world. Like, you, anybody can become a portal master so long as that you put the effort into it.
Man, I kind of want to become a portal master now.
So you put any of these figures in, and they go into the world. And it's like, it's like, hey, do you like Gauntlet?
Yeah, I do. Like,
you will like this game.
That's
do you like breaking barrel and getting treasure and killing dudes?
Okay,
and
so can you level up your people? This is the reason I was looking for to replay this game. How redonkulously powerful can I make these guys?
So I thought I heard level 15 is the cap, but the trophies stop happening after level 10. And 2 of my 3 characters are at level 10.
Hmm.
But you're asking, what is the point to replay the game? There's a handful of reasons, none of them really great. One is to just simply keep leveling up your Skylanders to see what sort of sweet powers they get.
Mm-hmm.
2 would be there is multiplayer, you know, a couch multiplayer where you can play like battle arenas where you mm-hmm. fight each other.
No, that isn't
or
so fun.
You could play football.
What?
It's a now weird messed up version of football where it's like capture the flag basically,
yeah.
Or there's capture the coins. Honestly, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, a lot more enjoyable than I thought they actually would be. The, like you said earlier, the biggest bummer is that it's only two. You only play with two dudes, and there's no online. The other reason why you may want to keep upgrading your playing through things is because there's like a million challenges. So on the first level, you get a star for completing the level. And then there's like combat stars, so you have to finish the level without losing or without dying at all. And then you get another star for finishing it in so much time, and you get another star for like, you get another notch, let's say, for finishing it, yeah, whatever. Like, doing some weird other secondary objective. And then there's a third branch that's like, did you collect all the hats? Did you collect all the soul gems? Did you collect, all the treasure chests, like all the collectible things in the world? Did you find all those? And this is why you need more Skylanders, because in the world there'll be an area that's blocked off, and it'll be like, you can't go through this gate unless you are a fire type Skylander.
So you get to like need that lava dude.
So you need the lava dude to go through the fire type.
This is gate. How they get you.
This is how they get you. But the secret is, you don't actually need to go through that gate.
But you want to.
No, you don't. Well, I mean, yes, you do. And they also do something really, like, these soul gems that you find are like, it's like, you find this floating disc, and this disc is like, you pick it up, and it's like, now you unlocked the pulverizer ability for Stump Smash. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a second, I don't have Stump Smash. Aww. What good is this to me? And then it's like, would you like to watch a video about Stump Smash? And then you hit yes. And it's like, you know, Stump Smash comes out and jumps around for a bit, and then it's like gameplay of him wrecking fools and shooting things out of his mouth and hammering guys, and you're like, oh man, Stump Smash is pretty rad.
So there's advertising for Skylanders inside
in
of Skylanders.
Yes.
And, I got it.
I mean, so not only can you not fully clear a level unless you have a certain Skylander, like, by level 2 or 3, you need to have a different Skylander that comes in the starter pack. There's also things in the game like legendary treasures, and they'll be hidden in the levels, and like some of them will be hidden in places that you can't get to unless you have a sky or an air-themed Skylander, you know. So the game does a really good job of enticing you to buy more Skylanders.
Right.
And then there's the DLC, like the pirate ship and the Evil Dark Citadel, which is like new levels.
So they have one DLC?
Two. There's the pirate ship and
how much
the Dark Citadel.
Tell me they're like
about 20 10. Bucks.
What?
Yep. Both of them
worth
you get...
Worth it?
Both of them you get one new character.
How do you get one new character?
So in the pirate ship pack, you get this pirate ship level. You also
can
get
purchase
Terrafin.
This in reality? You don't like.
It's, yeah, you have to buy the pirate ship in real life, and you put it on the portal of power, and that opens up that level in the world.
Oh, well, that's
kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it's not terrible, but I like to be able to sit at home and download that stuff.
That is the one downfall of it, is like you're like, man.
But I can see.
But you know what?
For 20
Amazon
bucks, you're
Prime, 2 days, I can get that ship right now.
Yeah. But I could see how, yeah, you go and you see it at the store while you're wanting to buy your Skylander, be like, oh, we could totally go to new places and battle on a boat.
Or if you're just at the store, like, getting groceries or whatnot, and you're like, oh, man, you know, my nephew Rodriguez loves Skylanders. I'm going to go just buy him this, Hex or Ghost Roaster or whatever. I'm gonna buy him Ignitor.
Yeah.
And bring that and give it to him next time. So you know, it's like an $8 impulse purchase that you could just pick up and you're like, yep, Skylanders, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. It's Gauntlet. Like at the worst, it is Gauntlet.
That's not a bad thing.
And the boss fights, awesome.
Okay.
Like you have to fight other Skylanders. And then you fight more than one Skylander at a time.
What?
But they're the evil dark versions.
Oh,
and then you have to do a bullet hell style shooter segment where you're just using your Skylander to dodge shit that's going on the screen. It's really good. And the writing is really good,
too. Who made this game?
Toys for Bob. Yep.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are they?
They're like a Korean company.
Oh, okay.
Never really done anything before.
Good on them.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Rocksteady did it. I wouldn't say it's phenomenal. Like, it's not going to blow you away, but it's good. And the writing is funny, like I said, like the dude from Family Guy, the Joe or Putty from Seinfeld, he's one of the Captain Quark.
Yeah.
He's a character in it who's constantly being an idiot. Or there's this really flamboyant tree from Ratchet and Clank.
He's Captain Quark from Ratchet and Clank.
I thought so.
I don't think that's right.
Maybe not.
Could be, but I don't.
There's a skeleton. There's the best is the merman, who's like the Woody Allen of mermen. Like, it's just really goofy, like puns and humor and like weird stories and stuff like that. Just constantly depressed. Like, I don't know. It's
so like Dior kind of.
No, not that bad. Like if you were to imagine, if you were to combine Woody Allen with, who is the dude from Ben Stiller?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like self-depreciating, but actually like, and really complainy, but really funny.
Okay.
So sure. there's some good, there's really good writing. Okay. It's really good. And you know, as stupid as I thought it would be, the actually pulling the character off the base and putting another character on is pretty cool. Like the actual interacting with him.
And you can do it anytime you want to.
Anytime you want to. Like, there is not a time where you cannot.
Fighting a dude and then all of a sudden just, nope, done with this and drop
the dude. And it pauses the game, like a hard pause. Even the dialogue that's happening right now will just hard pause.
Oh, really?
Swap it out. Yep.
Swap it out.
Yeah. It's.
What happens if you're playing as the one and you put one on and then take the one off?
Then it says there are too many Skylanders on the base, and then when you take the one off, then the one that's on the base will go into the world.
Okay.
However, if you're playing two-player, it's good. Like it still works out perfectly. You put there's jump in, jump out co-op, so at any time you can just pull a second player into the world, and that person just throws their dude up onto the base, and you're going. You've got two people, and then if they need to change, then they pull their guy off and put somebody else on. It's good, man.
Yeah.
It is well designed to make you want to buy more figures, but you don't have to. All of the trophies are totally acquirable with just the dudes you have. I mean, it's good. Although they do a really good job of make you want to buy more, because you get a giant freaking poster of all the Skylanders when you open that box up.
Oh.
And stickers, and there's like bonus, you get like 100 more double XP bonus if you get more than one of the three Skylanders, or if you get one of each type of Skylander,
right there,
or another bonus if you get every Skylander, or if you get 16 or 20. So the more you have, the faster your dudes level up.
And there's 32 of them.
There's 32 of them.
And sometimes you get gold ones? Or is it?
I'm not, there are legendary versions of them, but they just have a different paint scheme on them. So maybe it's 37 or something like that, including the ones with the paint schemes, the different colors.
I see.
But whatever, there's no point. It's good as is. It's really good.
Okay, Griff.
It's about
I know what to get you for Christmas.
You don't need to get me any Skylanders. I'm done with them.
You're done already? You're just done with this game?
I finished the game.
But other Skylanders, Griff.
I don't need them.
What if I get you the boat?
I do want the boat, because it has Terrafin, and he's like a street shark.
Oh, that's right.
That's really the only thing I want.
So he just punch dudes and
he
bite does. Dudes?
Well, he swims under the earth.
Oh, that's right.
He swims under and earth. Then he belly flops people.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's good. It's surprisingly a lot better than it could have been. Not than I thought it would be, but just like, this could have went really bad.
Really south, real, like, just not a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. The figures are cool. I mean, they don't move at all, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But whatever. They move in the world that you put them in.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to play with them
outside. You can't jump.
No jumping?
No jumping. It's a little...
That's all right. I don't think you could jump in, like, Gauntlet or anything.
You can't jump in Zelda.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't really need
you're not jump. Missing anything, but it's okay.
Yeah, jumping in video games is never really one of those things that you need necessarily. It's just one of those things that you sort of like you expect to be in it. And when it's not, it's kind of awkward at first.
So the other thing about leveling your Skylanders up is, once you level them up about four, well, okay, so there's levels which will increase their stats, but then there's also these abilities that you get, which you have to purchase with money, like not real money, like Skylanders fake money.
Mm-hmm.
And that is specific to the character. So if I'm playing as Gil Grunt for the first five levels of the game, and then I switch to Spyro, and I'm like, oh man, I really like Spyro. I want to use him. But nobody would ever say that, since Spyro sucks.
Okay.
Then all that money you have as Gil Grunt can only be used towards Gil Grunt's stuff. You can't. Like, it's character specific.
So you yourself, as this
Portal Master.
Portal Master or whatever.
It's Portal Master.
You are not gaining money.
Nope.
The people you are inserting through the portal are getting the money.
Skylanders are.
Yes.
Yeah. They are the ones who are possessing the money. That's pretty good. Yeah. You use that money to upgrade certain abilities, and then once you hit this mark, then it's like, okay, which spec tree do you, or which talent tree do you wish to go down? Do you want to go down A or B? So, for example, if you're playing as Gil Grunt, which I suggest everybody do, you have a harpoon gun, which is a very slow rate of fire, like, think of it like a magnum, like, heavy damage, but really slow reload. And then you've got this water cannon, which is continuous spray of water, but you only have so much, like, tank of water, like, ammo for it, and then it depletes, it needs to recharge. And it pushes, knocks guys back, and then does damage too. So after you get all those, like you increased harpoon damage and increased water spray damage, like then it's like, what do you want to do? Do you want to specialize in harpoon, or do you want to specialize in water cannon? So even though I have a level 10 maxed on all abilities, Gil Grunt, there's still four abilities I've never seen him use.
No.
Or three, maybe. Like, my dude has the water pressure hose, which has unlimited capacity. Like, I can just continuously spray. It does bonus damage. And then, like, I can shoot starfish out of it, too.
Oh.
Like grenades.
Cool.
So, yeah. There's... Yeah. And then the soul gem will, like, unlock this other special, ability for him.
So. Cool.
The other thing is, for each Skylander you have, you can do this heroic challenge, which is like you have to go into the specific level, and if you complete this level within 3 minutes, like the levels are like, you need to, they're really simple. It's like you have a really simple objective, like rescue five dudes or, acquire five targets or whatever, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you complete it, you get a stat upgrade.
Mm.
So with the Spyro, the Gil Grunt, and the Trigger Happy characters, you get three levels, one specific to each of them. So as Spyro, I can go play Spyro's level, Gil Grunt's, and Trigger Happy's level, and get all those three stat bonuses on my Spyro.
Mm.
Or I can go play as Gil Grunt and get them all on my Gil Grunt. Or I can go to the store and buy more dudes to have more stat upgrades. So basically, you're just upgrading it with one character over and over and over again.
I see.
Like, through different means, but it's just...
Can you get them to level 9,000?
No. It's impossible. I don't even know if it goes past 10, honestly.
You're failing me, Griff.
Yeah. Yes, I failed. But I think that's enough about Skylanders. It's good, though. The base changes color. If you get it on PlayStation, it's wireless.
Yeah.
I think on Xbox 360, you have to go wired.
Really? That's weird.
And then 3DS, I believe, uses the IR sensor.
Mm. And then what's
the Wii? The Wii, I'm guessing, is going to be wired.
I guess it could be wired.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, you have to plug this dongle in for the wireless. It's not Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
Like controllers. I've also been playing Super Mario 3D Land.
Yeah? How's that going?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm like on World 5. Had it for probably since yesterday.
Yeah?
It's fast.
Enjoying it?
Yeah, it's good.
So the 3D is
serviceable. Oh my god, yes. So leave it to Nintendo to fix the 3D problem for me. Like, I don't know what it does, but there's an option. If you press up or down, it does something. So you have the 3D on, and then it defaults it up, and the little picture has, like, it says 3D, and it's, like, bent up into the air. And then if you press down, it says 3D, but the 3D is, like, not bent up into the air.
Okay.
And I play on that, and I can look at 3D all day long. Like, yeah. What it looks like to me is the objects aren't popping out at me anymore. It's like they're like I'm looking into a box, and the box has a 3D world inside of it.
I don't know why this has never been. That's the way I've always viewed everything.
I don't know what it is, but now it makes sense. Like, I look at it and I'm like,
3DS always looks to me.
I don't feel nauseous anymore.
And looking into a box that is 3D.
I don't get it, man. It, whatever it is, though, it
things
works.
Don't come out at you in on the 3DS. They go away from you in the 3DS.
For me, that's not the case. They come out at me when I'm looking at it. I don't know what weird. It does. If I close one eye and I do it, it shifts left and it shifts right.
Yeah.
So if I'm toggling between the two 3D options and I close one eye, all it'll do is shift left and right.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, maybe it has something to do with, like, what is a dominant eye and which one. Like, is it shifting towards dominance?
But this is how 3D works. There's two separate images going on, and they're fluxed to match your eyes.
Right, I understand.
Yeah,
yeah. But I'm wondering, like, you won't understand until you see this thing happen. Because one way, it makes me sick to be playing in 3D. The other way, I can play 3D all day long.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
so if I press up, it's in 3D. If I press down, it's in 3D.
Oh, so it's just two completely different modes of 3D, happens. And one is less sick to you.
Yes, one, oh, like I said, it looks like I'm looking into a box and things are comfortable. And the other way, it's like I feel sick and it makes me feel like I'm going cross-eyed. I'm wondering...
You have like a slight, like you wear glasses, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe this is part of that.
Could be.
Because I don't wear glasses at all and I've never had a problem with that 3D.
It could be. I don't know what it is, but like I said, when I just close one eye and I shut the 3D off manually, you know, with having only one eye open, then it and I switch between them, it just shifts. I don't know what the heck it does. It's crazy, but it's like a combination. Mario 3D Land or Mario Super Mario 3D Land is like a combination of Mario 64 and like Super Mario 3.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of like. Or and new Super Mario Brothers
has the Tanuki suit.
Great,
yeah.
You can get a white Tanuki suit.
What? It's racist.
No, it's not racist.
Turn into just a block person still.
I don't know how to do that. If you can, there's a lot of button combinations.
There's a lot of buttons.
There is one awesome one that made me chuckle. Like, you remember in Mario 64 how you can kind of crouch. You can like duck your head and slide under things.
Yeah,
like in the 3D world, where you do that. But then if you walk, you kind of do this like little scrunchy walk.
Little
like
he's, duck crawl.
Yeah. Like he's grabbing his butt and walking at the same time. It's really
funny.
Does he
pull his hat down over his head when he's crouching?
Because
that's what he does in,
yeah,
in
maybe.
Three.
Yeah,
grabs
maybe.
Grabs the top of his hat, scrunches down.
There's like a loading screen where it looks like super, like the way Mario sees himself is as NES Mario. Oh,
okay.
There was some just straight up NES Mario levels where you're
so
like, this
is great. The loading screen isn't like you, like do they have the whole thing in there where you?
Well, it's
could,
not
like,
really a loading screen,
right? But do they have the old thing? Do you remember on Super Mario 64 where you could like grab Mario's face and stretch
no,
it around and
not
then snap
thing,
it back to place?
No,
missing out.
No, they're not.
More missed opportunities, Griff.
White Tanuki suit though. Like if you do bad enough in a level. And you die like three times in a row without making any progression. A little block appears up right above your start, and it's like, "Hey, maybe you want this," and it gives you star power and a Tanuki suit, and it's a white Tanuki suit.
Wow,
it's really nice.
All right,
yeah, because usually it's not the fact that the enemies keep killing me. It's like I'm trying to make this jump. It's really hard to make, and then it's like, "Well, he was a Tanuki suit." I'm like, okay, great.
So Tanuki suit lets you float.
Yeah. The only thing is, I would say one of the most annoying things in this game is you spend a lot of time in the air. Like, it's a lot of platforming, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're also kind of looking down on things a lot, too. So you have to just kind of judge everything by Mario's shadow.
Mm.
So it's tricky. So that's why the Tanuki suit really helps, because you get, it gives you a little bit of float time to kind of position that.
Sure.
And then there's three big gold coins in each level you have to get, and then there's kind of a puzzle as to how to get to the top of the flagpole at the end of each level too. And what I've heard is that if you get all the coins and you get all the flags at the top, you unlock a special secret, like true ending. But I have no interest. The other thing that I realized, Mario is a lot easier if you don't try and get any coins.
Yep.
Because I've got like 37 lives right now.
Those coins are just like a guilt trip.
There's no reason to get them.
No, there's no reason. They just want to make you think you need to get them, but you don't.
Yep. Water levels still suck.
Mm-hmm. This is video games.
You fight a Bowser who has a... So the story is like Bowser steals all the... is that his name, Bowser? Is it King Koopa? I don't remember. Anyway, Bowser
Bowser is his name, and King Koopa is his moniker.
That's his title. Bowser stole all the Tanuki leaves off the tree. And the princess.
Okay.
Yeah. So now he has Tanuki power.
What?
He's got a Tanuki tail, so he can like float a little bit. Yeah, and he gave it to some of his little Goombas, so some of the Goombas have Tanuki tails. Some of the bonsai bills have Tanuki tails. It's crazy, man.
Blowing my mind right now, girl.
Yeah, it's good. Like there's the airship levels.
Okay, cool. There's our bullet bills flying all over the place.
Yeah, bullet bills or bonsai bills, either one. It's good. If you own a 3DS, you should own this game. Know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, it's not a reason to go buy a 3DS, but if you have a 3DS, this is the game to have for it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's it.
Okay.
That's all I've been playing. Mario.
It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot more than I thought we'd get to.
Oh, yeah, man. Almost done, though. Yeah. Almost done for the year.
How's
Saints Row is in the mail. Oh, I'll Saints be playing that today at some point.
Yeah,
under lots of covers and orange juice.
Just downloaded the Voltron demo.
Oh yeah,
give that a spin.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
We'll see how that works out. I don't know. Other than that, we got any news, Griff?
Heck no.
Heck no.
There is nothing. There's a Skyrim patch coming soon.
Yeah.
Take that as you will.
It's out in Europe for PS right now. It's going to be releasing.
The European official PlayStation magazine cover that had Kojima on it that was supposed to spill the beans about the next Metal Gear Solid 5 game.
Nothing.
Bull honky.
Yeah, I read that thing. It's very not interesting.
Yep. The Final Fantasy 13-2 team, interviewed.
Lead. Yeah, dude,
I read that interview. Somebody translated that pretty bad.
Yeah, okay, but on top of that, it's just like, I am done talking, like, because in there, doesn't he speculate some nonsense about a Final Fantasy VII remake that has people, again, all up in arms?
Oh, I didn't read that.
Gosh. The nonsense that exists with Final Fantasy VII is nonsense.
I was reading the bit where it was like, they're responding to things like, we've heard you've been playing Skylander, or god damn it, Skyrim. What do you think of that? And they're like, oh my gosh, this game looks beautiful and it's a lot of fun to play.
And that's it?
Unlike our games. I don't know. Like, yeah, that's it. And they're talking about how, like, they feel that they were supposed... They made a game for the next... this is the part that weirds me out. Is they say, like, we were told to design a game for what was considered next generation consoles. And we did that. And we spent a lot of time designing characters and worlds to look fantastic. And you're like, wait a second. So why would you ever say like what was considered to be a next generation console? Like, is this like a weird stab at it? Saying that, like, it couldn't handle your imagination. Like, what the fudge does that mean?
Okay, yeah, that's weird.
That's really weird. Yeah, really weird stuff. That's it for news, though, honestly. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I mean, just wait for what's it called?
What's it called?
Yeah. The Spike Video Game Awards.
Right. VGAs. I really felt like I had maybe one small piece of nonsense in here somewhere.
Because, I mean, really, that's where you're supposed to have the rising information. Whoa, hello. And, hi. You're supposed to have a rising information, and you're supposed to have more about Spec Ops The Line. Yes, Mafe. So I don't really know. I don't know what else there is to come about that. I'm thinking, well, that was all done at Blizzard, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it's to be some fun Dota or something. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's coming? Hopefully it's more Kinect information.
Just got a new thing from Game Informer saying that the Skyrim patch may have broken things in it.
Oh, really? Did the Skyrim patch come out?
Hang on. Let's read this real quick.
The last thing I saw, it's not supposed to be out yet. Yeah, December 10th, and then we'll be done for the rest of the year. Except for that Star Wars The Old Republic Online. Which I've heard some stuff about, which doesn't sound too great. Like, did you know that you could be a rebel or an imperial, or I don't know how they break it. You can be good or evil, but then you can also be light or dark side force within each one of those realms. So you'd be like,
what?
Yeah. Like, basically, you have your political stance, and then you have your like moral stance.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So
you'd be like a dark side smuggler.
Hmm.
Or like you could be a Sith Lord that is on the light side of the Force. Which I don't really know how that works.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
Okay, so nothing broken. Or nothing about the patch actually being out?
No.
Okay. Well, we also don't have any mail, so we'll just call it here.
Short podcast.
Would like to say thank you, Joe, my old boss, and a couple other people who've been liking us on Facebook or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then anybody who's out there reading our stuff, thank you. We will take a little break here, probably come back after the VGAs, to discuss what happened on those, and then we'll kind of just not do much recording in December until the Game of the Year podcasts come out.
We get our month-long vacation, Griff.
Yay! Yay. We got some work to do, though. Lots of reviews to write.
Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, this has been Boss Rail Radio. Thank you for listening this far. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Have a happy rest of November, and we'll see you in December midway.
Yeah.